May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for April 25th, 2020. And today I'm going to discuss the last 2 weeks of fast-breaking news with two compendiums of videos and articles I've produced to document this amazing time in history that I believe is the big event that will spark the accelerated conscious evolution of people worldwide for what I call Aquarian Spring. That initiates the millennial Aquarian age. Oh yeah, this is big time, folks. I mean, there is so much independent news breaking each week on the internet. And I try to keep my eagle eye on the best ones, not only for me, but also, you know, readers of my blog and listeners to this show. So basically I'm immersing myself, you know, like a good metaphysician does, with his finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, to kind of tune in to what's really happening. And I will be going over the thread of that. I like to think of it as the golden thread that weaves the fabric of what is emerging as the Aquarian golden age. So yeah, I'm the host of Cosmic Love. I like to see the good make it so. So, but first, you know, I'm going to get into these two blogs I've published just over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, at the beginning of the show, I like to give a little scenario of the cosmic weather, what's going on with the current astrology, psychology, as subtly affects the quantum field and the collective consciousness, mind of man, etc. And the last 2 weeks have been really intense, with the moon conjuncting Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn in Capricorn, and then moving on into Aquarius before meeting up with the sun for a new moon in Taurus, conjunct Uranus here just a few days ago. And right now, the moon is about to meet up with Venus in Gemini, and the sun is almost exactly conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So I hope with these energies that I can channel some of this cosmic love fire for the show. I'm feeling it, folks. I'm feeling it. So much of the world has gone crazy these last 2 weeks. Like, it's a lot of intense energy. I mean, this is epic times. This astrology, this psychology, you know, those who follow astrology, you know, like Kaipacha and other really good astrologers, they're, you know, kind of give the big picture of what's going on, you know, with this time. I mean, I've talked about this in previous shows, that one of the corresponding astrologies with this, all this stuff going on in Capricorn with Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and all these different planets in Capricorn that I was referring to, Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, this energy hasn't been aspecting like this since one of the most recent times in history was back at the time of the American Revolution. And as I've stated before, and Kaipacha and other astrologies have touched on this, that this is resonant with what, you know, the energy that was going on with the new American, the American Revolution. And the new American Revolution now, if you look at, you know, cryptically, the understanding of the word America as an anagram for the word I am race, you know, worldwide, we're looking at, you know, the new American Revolution worldwide, you know, a global village. The next phase, the next stage, the next level of freedom and opportunity worldwide, with an upgrade of our basic freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, with an instant everywhere interactive internet. It's huge. It's global. So right now, the world's gone kind of bonkers, you know, with this energy, this revolution is going on. Most people really don't know what's going on. We got billions of people locked down in their homes and with a lot of fear of the unknown and anger and anxiety running amok. So today I'll be trying to get on top of this, discussing the global reset and some bombshell revelations in the latter part of the show. So, without further ado, I'm going to go into the first compendium from about a week ago. And this was about a week after, you know, the Easter compendium I did, Easter 2020, which, if you haven't seen that, some very interesting, and I'll provide links for this in the show notes for the podcast. Some very amazing things have happened since then. I've been trying to keep on top of it. There's so much of it. And it's like, you know, riding a wave, surfing a wave. You know, you're hanging 10, you're trying to keep your balance, and your hands are out, you know, you're waving around trying to, you know, surf this wave of so much information, you know, coming through, and you're trying to basically have the discernment to select which is the information that's most indicative of what's going on at this time. You know, I like to think that my grandkids, you know, 10, 20 years from now, will look back and say, well, my Grandpa Cricky, he was doing some frickin' far out stuff. And so, so here back at April 18th, I did this, Cosmic Love update on the global reset. And I did it in three parts. First part was the Great Awakening, how it's gone and going global. And second part was more on the old order, you know, of the sick normal, the old paradigm, how it's disintegrating. And the third part of it is this, more on the new paradigm of normal. You know, what will be the new normal as far as, you know, a good normal that's integrating? What'll be integrating, you know, to initiate this Aquarian spring at the cusp of the Aquarian age? What will that look like and how that works? So, in the larger scheme of things, this is a process that will take years, folks. I mean, I refer to the Aquarian spring as a 10-year process, you know, the 2020s. So, you know, I encourage you to, you know, look at the big picture, where we're going, seize the vision, claim the victory, make the vow of virtue with great valor to experience validation, you know, the hero's journey, you know. I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal. Fantastic and getting better. It's not your aptitude as much as your attitude that'll determine your attitude, whether you soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So the first part of April 18th reality report was the Great Awakening has gone global. This is the big event, the event of revelations. And I'm going to carry this theme over into the second block, because this understanding of the event, you know, the event that everyone's been talking about, I mean, it's been called the battle of light and good against the dark side evil powers. And I love the quote, actually, of Daniel Pinchbeck, who says, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, it's because the light that cast them is getting brighter. This is the light of Aquarius, freedom and love, the spirit that matters, you know, on earth as in cosmos. So here, about a week ago, I was referencing, you know, in the blog, you know, what had gone on the week earlier in Easter. And I was saying that I hope everyone had a great Easter, connecting with family and friends on the phone or the internet. You know, Christic love never gets old as the best antidote for mass fear and anxiety in the family of mankind. And Easter resurrection themes hopefully prick our conscience to remember the spirit that matters for evolutionary ascent. That's kind of the theme at the cusp of Aquarius and this global revolution in higher consciousness. This revolution has more to do with evolution, conscious evolution, evolutionary ascent, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So to say that global civilization is going through systemic social, political, and economic reset may sound simplistic, yet may prove an understatement. This is the event we've been waiting for. It's been called Aquarian Spring. You know, as I said, the decade of the 2020s that initiates the Aquarian Age. It may be much different than you imagined, yet far better than you'd ever hoped for. Behind the mass media's cover story of the virus, huge organizational infrastructure developments will be morphing the matrix of our global village of instant everywhere and interactive telecom, you know, which is this concept of an exquisite metaphor for unity consciousness, how our communications, new communications, global internet communications technology can be used to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. Big infrastructure developments. We're talking about free energy technology will be replacing big oil and the petrodollar by way of blockchain currencies of exchange. Quantum healing technology will be replacing big pharma's domination of media, medicine, and government policy. And quantum computers will be replacing knowledge tools as we've known them. And as quantum physics has revealed, our act of observing the universe influences the universe we observe. Our act of observation is co-creative. How we co-create with the order of the universe is really what it will define the Aquarian Age, which some people are already referring to as the quantum age, quantum reality, quantum science. I mean, Max Planck, the quantum physicist pioneer, was famous for saying, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So there's a co-creation process here. This is the theme of 2020's global co-creation. And what is healthy in the quantum field will have greater sanctity as the holistic and Holy Spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos. We are co-creating with universe, cosmos. So quantum reality is the self-evident truth that the choice and responsibility are truly ours regarding how things turn out. I mean, as quantum physics points out, the best way to predict a healthy public future is to consciously co-create it with individual, collective, collaboration and coordination of cooperative communication that cultures social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. You know, the global telecom, telecare model, which I've been talking about and writing about a lot since the first of the year, but actually been, you know, focusing and tuning into and fleshing out for years. I'm going to take a drink here. So how we get there, you know, this global TLC interactive interface for involving and evolving consciousness, how, and again, this is a 10-year this is a process. How we get there during Aquarian Spring is the huge elephant in the room that very few people notice is even here. I mean, so the wool has been pulled over our TLC vision, over our eyes. So once you've awakened, it's hard going back to sheeple. That's actually a infographic I've got on the website. And again, you can go to this website now if you're on a computer and you can pull up a separate window. You can go to heartcom.org and the Heartcom Network articles there that are archived down below on Global Reset Update. There's infographics, and those are listening to the podcast here, which will be up here in a couple of days. You can see the link, this first link I'm talking about, Global Reset Update, and you can pause the audio, you know, from the podcast and watch the videos that I'm providing here, you know, check out the infographics. The veil is lifting. I mean, this is the thinning of the veil. Been talking about this, what's going on, and it's happening fast now. A lot of people are waking up, rising up, thanks to a lot of brilliant new videos like this one I have here following, that was just published this week. 8 million views already. Actually, by now, it's probably 10 or 12 million views. I refer to it as the video of the month. And again, this was about a week ago I published this. It went up on April 10th, and it's called Out of Shadows. And it's a documentary that lifts the mask on how, or lifts the veil, I would say, on how mainstream media and Hollywood manipulate and control the masses by spreading propaganda in their content. This is the war in truth that we face now. Now, it's a documentary. I mean, I can't remember, it's an hour. I think it's an hour, you know, or so. And it gets going, and more deeper and deeper revelations out of the shadows come out of it. It's done extremely well. This is like Enlightenment 101. Highly recommend it for serious initiates on the path that really want to grasp the big picture, what's going on with the deep state media, you know, mainstream media, fake stream media, whatever you want to call it, the cabal media, propaganda press media, whatever. This is a good, you know, good video to watch. So personally, you know, I don't usually do a lot of self-disclosure on my shows, but I was moved to do it after watching this video, and I just kind of wanted to, you know, fess up and make up, you know, with what I've been going through with the stress. I've been suffering a little bit of burnout from tending this patient, you know, as a metaphysician. I've been, you know, with the finger on the pulse, trying to, of the collective consciousness. I mean, this patient, so to speak, is the collective consciousness yearning to breathe free from unabashed fear porn in the fake stream media. This has created a lot of public dis-ease and existential crisis for billions of netizens worldwide, you know, online citizens. So mental stress from fear of the unknown narrows one's mindset with the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature. That's the definition of both executive burnout and paradigm paralysis, also known as stinking thinking. So this is what happens when discernment of a holistic nature, you know, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, gets fragmented, over-specialized, and under-adaptable to heart coherence that centers and connects mind congruence amidst awakening disruptions of normal. In other words, as the public worldwide wakes up to what's going on, and they can't help it with being, you know, excuse me, with being quarantined, you know, they can't help it know that something's going on that's disruptive. It's difficult, you know, to basically have heart coherence and mind congruence. And this is something I'll be talking about with the blog I just published today also. So, I mean, I discussed in my Easter 2020 compendium this issue, this problem, this concern, you know, of dealing with this disruption of normalcy and all the problems it's created. And that article I did is actually, as I said here, is a much better read now. It's been upgraded with numerous edits, infographics, and videos since Easter. I mean, most people, when I first published it, I didn't have the video from what Jesus had to say on Easter. I mean, that was one of the new videos added the next day. Those who know my publishing routine are aware that I typically incorporate upgrade feedback from readers and trusted news sources into new compendiums over several days after I first publish it. Before, you know, putting the article, the blog, the bed, in the internet's own version of the Akashic Records. You know, it's like the internet, you know, you can go on the Wayback Machine and you can go back the timeline of the internet and stuff that's been published, and it's all documented there. It's kind of like the Akashic Records. And there's, like I say, a several day period after I publish something where I'm incorporating feedback from readers and news sources, you know, that fit in with the theme or the subject. So I got this amazing heartstream dictation from Jesus that he gave on Easter that I got that was published, and I got it the next day. And I've included that on my Easter 2020 compendium. So, you know, you want to know what Jesus had to say on Easter? I know that sounds like a stretch for a lot of people, but like I said, the veil is thinning. The hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for a golden crystal age. I was very happy to find that video and include it. So, I mean, again, you know, I'm no expert on a lot of stuff. I mean, I kind of relish finding these videos of people a lot smarter than me and putting them into my compendiums. And, you know, that Easter piece that I did, I hope you had a good laugh with my Easter egghead selfie from 1976. That picture of me and my egghead and my egg rocker, my rocking chair that I fabricated out of fiberglass and designed and built when I was in a sculpture class at Ohio State. Back at that time, I was a superhero in my own mind, you know, a legend in my own mind, the hero's journey, long before that was the host of Cosmic Love. It was all preparatory work. And I can laugh at myself, you know, like a court jester while playing the cryptic messenger of sources of truth, a lot smarter than me. So I did want to, again, a little self-disclosure here. I wanted to apologize for my awkward performance, you know, the last show, the first part of the show, you know, on the eve of Easter, back, you know, right before the Easter show. I was so exhausted prepping the Easter 2020 compendium that I took a power nap 2 hours before the show, but instead of waking up 15 minutes later as usual, I was awakened by the studio calling to patch me in. Showtime! But I was a little groggy at first, so just thought I'd mention that. Featured in the Cosmic Love podcast back on Easter was the global resurrection, you know, theme, you know, the resurrection from inordinate fear to Aquarian love. There was three other pieces. I mean, it was a massive compendium, four compendiums that I discussed. And so with all that aside, the other part two of this last blog from a week ago was on how the old paradigm of normal is disintegrating. I mean, folks, the stock market has plunged further and faster than it did in the great 1929 crash. Trillions of dollars of wealth vanished. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Not just nationwide, but worldwide. The stress of all this is causing far more dis-ease than the flu bug going around. And I'm going to be going into statistics on this and exposing this huge deception and illusion in some videos in this article and the new blog that I just published today. So those who follow Benjamin Fulford, on April 13th, he said, quote, "Planet Earth is in the middle of a slave revolt. We are living through times that will be written about thousands of years from now. We are witnessing the overthrow of an ancient control system that involves murder, lies, and bribery. The inbred family group controlling the system of Babylonian debt slavery is called the Khazarian Mafia, also known as political Zionism." And I provide a link on that. The political Zionism is an in-depth explanation of what he's talking about. Or, as Benjamin Fulford says, more simply known as the Cabal. The epicenter of this revolt, this slave revolt refers to, is the United States. I mean, we're talking about the swamp, you know, the deep state. In the famous prophecies of Daniel Brinkley, from his book Saved by the Light, now I provide a link on that in the show, and you can actually watch a movie version from that link. But in his book, he says that one of the messengers from the Masters, the Ascended Masters, is that the battle for the future of humanity will be fought in healthcare. Now think about that, folks. That prophecy always seemed obtuse to me until the global COVID-19 panic attack and lockdown of Americans in their own homes. So at this point in the compendium, this first compendium I'm referring to, there was an article that was the best article, I call it one of the videos of the month, called Exclusive, Truth Bomb Explodes. Dr. Rashid Buttar blasts Gates, Fauci, and exposes fake pandemic numbers as the economy collapses. This video got about 5 million views in the first 4 days. If you look at it now, the website, I just noticed that apparently this morning it was taken down by YouTube. It was getting too many views. It was going viral. They shut it down. Now, BitChute has got, I did some research right before the show. It's on BitChute. So I'll upload it to BitChute and you'll be able to watch that. People listening to the podcast here in a couple of days. After the show, I'll put it back up in BitChute and you'll be able to look at it. An amazing video. If you haven't seen it yet, I mean, sure, a lot of you have, because it's just got so much buzz on the internet. It's amazing. And it's, again, it's addressing and exposes the fake pandemic numbers. This thing was a big psyops, a scamdemic, a plandemic. It's like, you know, anyway, that'll be up there. You can watch it. And right under this video, I said that for a synopsis of the criminality involved, you know, the criminal stuff that's going on, see this powerful 4-minute video, Medical Tyranny 2020. Good synopsis. You know, connect the dots, follow the money. It's right there. And then I added another video. This was a new video added within a few days after I published this a week ago. It's called Game Over Foxy. And that video is still up there from the Next News Network. This is kind of a synopsis of the 48-minute truth bomb I referred to above. It's called Boom, Fauci Sweating Bullets, Trump Investigating His $3.7 million Obama-era grant to Wuhan Lab in China. Quite an amazing tie-in there. So, again, you can watch that, connect the dots. Historically, and this is, you know, I want to get back to the perspective on all this. Historically, to do no harm, you know, which is the Hippocratic oath that all doctors take, you never quarantine healthy people. That always causes more harm to everyone. The difference now that few seem to wrap their head around is that this plandemic was planned. Plandemic was planned. It's a huge power grab scam, a false flag PSYOP cover story with federal payoff to the states of as much as $300,000 per person for each reported case of COVID-19. And I say, read for yourself at this excellent article. And this is an article from Chuck Baldwin, April 16th, 2020, called Follow the Money. And he says, this is an excerpt. He says that in Florida, the state receives $132,000 for each reported case of corona. But in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Montana, the state receives over $300,000 for each reported case of corona. The difference in the amounts received is based on some weird government bureaucrat-created voodoo Medicare formula. The point is, hospitals are being financially rewarded for identifying people as contracting or dying from coronavirus, whether they actually contracted the virus or not. I mean, think about that. I mean, by now, most thinking people realize that the numbers of people being infected and killed by the coronavirus, as told by frontmen for the pharma media complex, you know, the cabal, these figures are grossly exaggerated for obvious reasons. They're paying off hospitals for reporting coronavirus, whether people actually contracted the virus or not. I mean, this is hard to wrap your mind around, but there's a repeating theme of this in videos and articles I've been seeing now the last couple of weeks. And there's a reference here that to a Dr. Scott Jensen, a Minnesota physician and Republican state senator, said he received a 7-page document coaching him to fill out death certificates with a COVID-19 diagnosis without a lab test to confirm the patient actually had the virus. So, folks, hospitals are being paid by the federal government to falsify the numbers. Now, I've seen a dozen the last couple of weeks videos and articles referencing this situation of the government falsifying the numbers to create basically what's domestic terror. It's not just domestic, it's global. It's like the war on terror has gone global in a way that is locking down everyone all over the world in their homes. So this is an article from the Gateway Pundit, April 8th. It says that the fraudulent COVID-19 fatality timeline began with them talking about 40 million people going to die. And then they lowered it to 2 million people, then to 200,000 people, then to 81,766, and then to 60,415 deaths. The numbers are fraudulent. They just keep making them up. They keep changing the story. The fake news fear porn is excessive. And the global economic shutdown is a far worse disease than the coronavirus. There's a really excellent audio. It's actually an audio by Dr. Lorraine Day, who's an MD and a trauma surgeon. And she goes into explaining how the coronavirus pandemic is a hoax. Never in the history of the world, she says, have they quarantined well people. This is from the realistreport.com. This is a really brilliant reality report by a 50-year veteran of the medical wars she's got inside information on why we were lied to and who is behind it. And I should qualify that when she talks about Jews in the videos, she's referring to political Zionists because, you know, not all Jews are Zionists, just like not all Christians are Zionists. Although, you know, I've had different people explain to me, like in different articles, like specifically Chuck Baldwin, he explains that, and he's a conservative Christian, and those who know Chuck Baldwin, the guy's brilliant in many regards, and he's explained in detail how about 70% of Christians in America are Christian Zionists. So you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. But the understanding of political Zionism, if you haven't read the links on that, the article what political Zionism is, and I provide the links that you can, you know, multiple links that you can get into that, it gives you a whole different perspective on what Trump's base is. You know, the evangelical Christians, a lot of them are Zionists. And that's really confounding or confabulating, you know, the story behind what's driving this, what is the agenda. It's like with 9/11 that got us into the Mideast wars in the name of greater Israel, taking down the enemies of the state of Israel. It was a Zionist agenda. A lot of people know that. I'm kind of speaking to the choir here. But this is the understanding of political Zionism. If you've never delved into it, I mean, it goes all the way into situations, politics, and economics behind the scenes that are far more complex than the, so to speak, science that we're hearing about coronavirus. So here in Montana, lockdown continues, and unemployment is skyrocketing while hospital beds are empty, and two-thirds of the counties in the state have only one or zero coronavirus patients. If you don't see how big media and big pharma are colluding with big government for domestic terror to push their agenda of medical tyranny, then you haven't been paying attention, or you just don't want to go there. A little interesting factoid here. Elizabeth Clare Prophet was another messenger of the Ascended Masters who privately told some close friends, who told me, that the most dangerous cult in America was the high priests of medicine with their drug sacraments. So, you know, chew on that for a little bit. Now imagine that there is a, and this is, I'm shifting gears here again, but imagine that there is a brilliant scientist, the guy who actually invented email, who's running for Senate, I think it's in Massachusetts, while exposing massive collusion of, of deep state federal government agencies fronting for big pharma interests with trillions of dollars of profit at stake. And if you watch the April 4th, 2020 video by Dr. Shiva, PhD, I provided a link on that, you'll get his brilliant story behind the scamdemic, as he refers to it, that ignores the immune system while weakening the immune system with drug side effects. So this whole situation is tying into the biggest, most dangerous cult in America, you know, with the high priests of medicine and their drug sacraments. And that's a theme. That's what's coming out. That's what's being exposed. And that's what we're finding out. So I'm going to go into part three of this last blog, you know, from about a week ago. That's this reality report that goes into how the new paradigm of normal, a new paradigm of normal, is integrating. I mean, as the light surges, darkness purges. As the darkness purges, an enlightened perspective emerges. So good actors will see this crisis as an extraordinary opportunity to reset this stumbling block into a stepping stone for global freedom and holistic healing by way of global telecom and telecare, you know, this TLC model I've been talking about. So, again, Aquarian Spring will mature with a high state of TLC in action that transcends the deep state's vested interest and power to profit from disease, not prevent those profits by preventing disease. That conflict with TLC interest is pathological. The sooner we reboot global civility with telecom and telecare, the sooner that Aquarian Spring goes mainstream with the creative ascent process, you know, the capstone for the vision of effective sensory perception by way of first principles of cosmic law of the angles and language of the angels, you know, heart coherence, mind congruence, what that looks like and how that works. So I'm talking about, you know, this is referring to the Aquarian Mandate. And there's a link on the Aquarian Mandate of the whole website and the understanding of the Aquarian Mandate, which basically, you know, in short, it's talking about more love, easier and faster with an attitude of gratitude and affirmation with confirmation and determination for integration and consecration of our energies to the Great Spirit that says, I am, I can, I will, and by the grace and power of love, done deal. Fantastic and getting better, winning from the beginning with vision of virtue and valor for the victory of pure intention as focuses attention with love's retention for ascension and dimensions of 5D plus comprehension. Lift off and ascend. That's my rap, my cosmic rap. So this is the self-correcting, upward mobile spirit that matters to get past the past. Broken record, the past broken record of doing the same thing over and over yet expecting different results, which is pretty much, I think, Einstein attributed to Einstein as the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We got to get past that. It's time for something different, something better. So a good definition of the global reset problem is the prelude to a global reset solution. So ask yourself, is it true that public health has been privatized by the state for profit and population control? And can I answer that question with an article, The Global Debt Crisis and the Privatization of the State, by Professor Mikhail Chazovatsky. That's from Global Research. Mikhail Chazovatsky. A Czechoslovakian name, apparently. Anyway, hey. The point of that article is, has the pandemic been used to precipitate the world into a spiral of mass unemployment, bankruptcy, and despair on purpose? Interesting article. I mean, point being is that, you know, be aware how what had gone on with this big lie of this flu. Dangerous flu that has socialized public disease. It's like the disease it has created worldwide and desperation for millions, if not billions, of people. This has been the plan, and has this been the plan and intent of globalist social engineers? Now, there's a video that says. That goes into, this is all a lie. What happens when people realize it? So I added there, watch this video before it's taken down. Any of these videos could be taken down by YouTube at any time. If I catch it and I find there's a BitChute alternative, I'll upload that so you can still read it. So I ask another question, a rhetorical question here, and saying that, would you agree that quantum healing breakthroughs and global telecare could quickly provide free online universal self-care for everyone on Earth? Now, those who've read the links on global telecare and quantum healing realize that there's technologies that will supersede, you know, drugs for whatever ails you technology. You know, the chemistry of disease model will be transcended by the energies of health model. And basically, the bottom line is Big Pharma is facing the judgment. I mean, they're going to be eclipsed by this, you know, quantum healing, quantum energy technologies. And their time is short. Their fear is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So they're trying to shut down the world and do a tyranny tactics, you know, to basically maintain control and continue to do what they've always done, which is not going to work anymore. Anyway, who wouldn't want global holistic healing with universal self-care for everyone on Earth? I mean, who profits from disease and population reduction? Who funds the CDC, the World Health Organization, a mandatory vaccine agenda, and a mandatory microchip implant? And then there's an article answering the rhetorical question. Bill Gates Foundation funds microchip implant vaccine technology from April 14th, 2020. Great article. This is from Green Med Info, one of my favorite sources of information. And it goes on to explain it. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has donated more than $21 million towards a vaccine technology that uses a tattoo-like mechanism which injects invisible nanoparticles under the skin, which potentizes the vaccine, and is now being tested in a vaccine against the virus that supposedly causes COVID-19. Bill Gates is a businessman. He's not a politician. He's not a doctor. He's not a virologist, nor is he an epidemiologist. He's not a scientist, and he's not even a populist. In fact, he's been on the record for years talking about the need to reduce the global population through vaccine programs. As a businessman, Gates has done a great public relations job of presenting himself as a philanthropist. But his vaccine business has a deadly conflict of interest with philanthropy. And then there's this article from Global Research by way of Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., who calls for investigation of Bill Gates and the depopulation agenda. So this goes on to say that for over 20 years, Bill Gates and his foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, have been vaccinating children by the millions in remote areas of poor countries, mostly Africa and Asia. Most of their vaccination program had disastrous results, causing the very illness, polio, for example, in India, and sterilization of young women, Kenya, with a modified tetanus vaccine, and many of these children died. Many of the programs were carried out with the backing of the World Health Organization and the UN agency, and the UN agency responsible for protecting children, UNICEF. Gates is widely known as the self-professed eugenicist, the person who advocates improving the genetic makeup of humans. The Nazis brought the whole notion into disfavor after executing all undesirables and promoting the Aryan race during World War II. But many people still believe in the concept, and one of those people appears to be Bill Gates. For example, Gates provided vaccines to Africa that had ingredients which caused mass sterilizations. Gates is also credited with the polio vaccine he brought to India, as I mentioned before, that paralyzed 490,000 children who received them. That's 500,000 children. There's growing suspicions that what happened in Africa and in India were not just coincidence or bad luck. Gates has committed billions of dollars to vaccine development worldwide, and he is pushing politicians to promote mandatory vaccines with a tracking system that plugs you into the 5G AI matrix. Since Gates' Microsoft is the predominant computer code used by the military security complex, you can see where this is going. Artificial intelligence devoid of conscience is a duh attack on our global humanity. Duh, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. So there's a video here that really, that kind of nails it. It's about the ID 2020 and central banking digital currency. It basically goes into explaining what I just referred to, that Bill Gates is up to with 5G and the AI artificial intelligence agenda tied in with his vaccines. So story here is that this is the personal and collective war on the health and safety of global netizens. This is the AI agenda of transhumanism with high-tech subversion of soul intent. I mean, this is the big lie that is destroying public freedom in the name of safety and health. Or to paraphrase wise old Benjamin Franklin, quote, this is the paraphrase, he who gives up health freedom for safety deserves neither health nor freedom. So at this point, I go into the 5G thing. It's a great video. And this is on BitChute that I've got published here, because it probably would have been removed if it was on YouTube, and explains how 5G alters blood cell permeability, amplifying coronavirus fatalities. With the same symptom profile from the 5G effects as people that actually have coronavirus. This is mind-blowing, folks. One you want to see. This is published April 15th from Pandemic News from Mike Adams. And it very well explains the danger with 5G. Mike Adams can be a little bit over the top with fear porn to sell his products, but this one's more level-headed, more science-based, and I highly recommend this video. So then there's an article, and this article is from PC Magazine, that Verizon is launching 5G across the United States in 60 major cities. By year end, they'll have 5G installed. They're on track. Despite the pandemic, which is to say, while everything is shut down, they're scrambling to install 5G in high visibility, you know, high profile public spaces, while there's no one around to witness it happening. And I actually have a video of a bunch of 5G trucks sitting outside of a school while they're installing 5G. This is going on across the United States, 60 major cities. I mean, this is, again, it's criminal. I mean, from an insane profits before people perspective of the cabal, the eugenics rationalization that values public control more than public health, this is a big win-win for big tech, big pharma, and Orwellian big government. But from a biological point of view, this is a tragedy. This is you know, danger, red lights flashing. I mean, 5G is being pushed relentlessly with no prior health and environmental impact assessment, ignoring safe and reliable fiber connections, and without our informed consent. I mean, like vaccines, radiation has never been proven safe. No real science can deny the biological side effects. No real justice can ignore that this is doing harm to humans. Vaccines are so dangerous that our corporate bribed Congress critters have actually passed laws to indemnify big pharma so they can't be sued for killing people with their vaccines. Indeed, the big pharma lobby is twice as big as big oil and military industrial lobbies combined. Six of the top 10 most profitable Wall Street companies are big pharma companies. And joined at the hip with big media programmers of vaccines and drugs for whatever ails you. Secret vaccine courts have been set up to pay the damages. And I go in and explain in the secret vaccine courts. Then I have more videos that go into what's going on, James Corbett videos. And I'm not going to be able to get through all this information and just this blog from a week ago. And I wanted to go into the blog I just published today because it really kind of nails the issue of what's going on. And from a perspective of biblical revelation, it's chapter 13 of, you know, how no man might buy or sell save he that has the mark of the beast in the name of the beast or the name of the number of his name. And we're talking about the ID 2020 agenda, you know, your ID number, your DNA, your facial recognition technology, all this stuff is coming into the physical. I mean, Bill Gates is promoting a digital ID 2020 agenda in combination with the Rockefeller Foundation plus Microsoft, in collusion with vaccine manufacturers with the stated intent to vaccinate everyone in the world with a 5G AI ID tracking system. Since the United States recently suspended payments to the United Nations World Health Organization, to the UN's, you know, World Health Organization, the biggest contributor is now the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Another major contributor to the WHO is the Alliance of the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. Both of these organizations are part of this ID 2020, the agenda that is advocating use of vaccines to implement a global digital ID system using tattoos or microchips. So a lot of videos and articles. In this piece I just published today, Aquarian Reset, and there's a humorous video that's just outrageously funny, but one of the first videos that you can watch there. There's about nine videos that I've published with a lot of information of what in the heck is going on in the world, with the statistics, several videos on how the statistics are being manipulated, inverted, subverted, perverted, and background story on what's going on that I think a lot of you who are trying to follow and, you know, that haven't got the time I do to sort all this out will find a lot of this interesting with a positive vision of the future. And finishing up this compendium today with an amazing video on the power of love that I thought everyone would enjoy. So anyway, got to do a wrap. It's the end of the show. I highly recommend everybody keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.